Fred, I have researched his gambling name. You want to talk about that for a second?
Yeah?
Yeah, what happened was the district attorney had somebody that was one of their employees that was apparently working at one of the gambling places, the one you mentioned earlier on air.
Yeah.
They decided to dismiss the case and return $200,000+ to these folks. And I think there are 9 defendants. But, of course, Harris County's not going to pay for the money these poor folks had to pay for legal fees. And they're referring the case to the FBI, for all goodness sakes.
So is it still possible that the FBI pursues it?
Well, it's unlikely. My experience with the FBI has been they build their own cases. They don't want some slop from some case from some little county. They go after the big deals, has been my experience with those guys. But they could, because it's money laundering. And if it goes across state lines, well, then that's a federal offense. So they're not out of the woods yet, I'm sorry to say.
Well, that's not what I wanted to hear. All right, well, thanks for clarifying that for me.
Yeah, well, glad to do that, because these sorts of things are important in every lawyer's world because, you know, the people that are citizens out there being accused, they're spending money to try to get out of this stuff, and sometimes it's not justified.
All right, that's Lawyer Dave. Thanks a lot, man. Appreciate the heads up.